Yes. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the ITB Travel Hero podcast. I'm Leah Jordan, member of the board of experts for the ITB Berlin Convention coming up in March already. And today we're spending 300 seconds with Sarah Coppett, editor-in-chief at Skift and opening keynote speaker at the ITB Berlin Convention 2026. Sarah, thank you so much for joining. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to come to Berlin. I have never been.
And Sarah, when I checked your background, and I mean, you're not like a travel native journalist. You've led newsrooms at Bloomberg, The Block, and now Skift, that everyone in the travel industry obviously knows. So the industries before were all industries shaped by rapid disruption, right? So from your perspective, what personally fascinates you most about covering travel right now?
So I think that there is very little going on in the world right now that doesn't directly cross with the travel industry or the business of travel, which makes it just an incredibly dynamic beat to cover. I mean, this week alone, you know, other than our bread and butter coverage of like earnings of the big travel companies, which are also happening, I've worked on stories about Ozempic, Epstein, and ICE. So, you know, it's just like the breadth and depth of stories that are coming out of the travel industry right now are extraordinary. And then there's just the fact that, you know, we're going to talk about AI a lot, but travel is one of these industries that I think is going to come through this AI disruption just fine. Thank you very much, unlike many others. So that in and of itself is super interesting for me. And you can read all about it on Skift.
So, travel's uneven future, how demand, dollars, and influence are shifting. That's actually the title of your keynote opening the ITB marketing and distribution track on center stage in March. If you had to summarize this, Sarah, in just one sentence for travel leaders, what's fundamentally changing right now?
Everything is changing. And it's not just one or two or three things. You know, it's everything everywhere all at once. That is really the key. And, you know, I'm sure we've gone through stages in our human history where it's felt like that before, but the speed with which it's happening right now is really the differentiator, and that all is thanks to just AI and technology. It really is making all of these changes different, simultaneous, and they're all kind of impacting one another. So I think it's not any one change. It's the fact that it's everything. Right now.
Based on Skift's research, what you're doing, like a lot, right? It's not only that you have the media outlets that everyone knows, you do a lot of research and reporting. Based on that insights that you have there, what is the one assumption many travel companies are still making today that you believe will no longer hold true in the next 2 years?
So I think it's, this will just be for some travel companies, not all travel companies. I don't think it's any, wouldn't be any surprise to hear that travel as an industry isn't the most technologically forward. So I think the big assumption that's probably wrong for a lot of folks is that you can continue doing things the way you've been doing them for the past 20 years and still thrive. You cannot. This is not the time to be a Luddite. And, you know, again, travel at its core is a human forward business, and it always will be. For on the back end, the tech stack of your company, to use the kind of trendy, you know, Silicon Valley word, I mean, that is going to become extremely important. I think for anyone who went through the dot-com boom of the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, we saw a little bit of a preview of what that's going to look like when we, you know, everybody pivoted to the internet. But the thing, again, that makes this so different, this era, 2026 era and going forward, you know, it's going to be like that on steroids. It's just going to happen that much faster. Back then, you know, people had years, like literal or a decade maybe, to kind of jump on board and change the way their businesses were running. The ones that went faster did better. And now I think it's something that everybody is going to have to really take a look at.
But from your perspective and Skift's take, is AI mainly shifting efficiency today, or is it already shifting power in the industry?
So I think it's doing both. For travel, I think efficiency is going to be the big differentiator. It's going to be those back end things. I don't think that, you know, it's not going to be the robot concierge and the, you know, those type of kind of, they're fun and they're kind of gimmicky. But it really is how people run their businesses. And that's what I talk about when I talk about efficiency. You know, time is money and money is power. And so there are both things going on. I think that the companies that will become more powerful, the people that will become more powerful in the industry, they are going to understand and really bring on, adapt to, embrace the efficiency with which AI can bring their companies really to the next level. So, you know, those are the businesses that are really going to grow and succeed. So I think it's both things. Again, at one time, everything, everywhere, all at once.
Thank you so much. This was a fantastic preview. Everyone listening in, make sure to join us in Berlin. You can see Sarah Coppett live on center stage at the ITB Berlin Convention on March 4th with her opening keynote, where she will cover what she just touched upon a bit. So note this in your calendars and check out the full program at itb.com/convention and make sure to save Sarah's session in particular. And Sarah, I can't wait to see you so soon in Berlin.
Thank you.